Welcome back to the PG D&D Podcast. And welcome back to PG D&D. My name is Jefferson Beatty, woo-hoo! And I'm your host and Dungeon Master, joined by...
I'm Zane, and I play Theseus.
Matt, I play Delphos.
Tyson, Alondros.
Shay, Thalassa.
Connor, I play Vedius, or Callan.
And thank you to Shay for making cool placards.
We'll take a picture.
Yeah, look!
That we have on the table, because I always forget freaking Alondros and Delphos' name. Last time on PG D&D, you made it back to Melitus after a scuffle with some of Vidius's / Callan's old group. Upon entering the city, you were surprised to find that it was packed with people from all over Theros. Adelphos approached some obviously Acroan individuals, asked why they were there, to which it was revealed that they were there to watch the heroes depart on their journey to find Apollonia. Adelphos let slip that their group was the heroes, and quickly overcome by a fog cloud by Vidius, you slipped away from the crowd and didn't have much trouble since. After that, you went to Magnus's magic miscellany to pick up Theseus's spear and some other odds and ends of magic items before going to have one final meal on the mainland at Food for Thought, the restaurant located at Alondros's former university. While there, feelings were high as Thalassa drank very much and shared her thoughts at the open mic. After some time, a familiar face also shared some thoughts at the open mic. Apto then joined your table and, after some going back and forth, revealed to you a little more of his purpose in taking down the gods, even trying to get you to join him. After refusing, he wished you luck and said he would see you at the docks, to which you then made your way to the Valiant, the ship you had requisitioned days before. After meeting up with Darius, you were also met up with by some officials from the different polis, including Proteus, Theseus' father. After making quite a show, Theseus didn't talk to his father much more, and you made your journey as the sun began to set along the horizon. And that's where we left off. Alondros, as the shores of Theros and as your hometown of Melitus begins to fade slowly against the horizon, you feel this feeling of great accomplishment, as if the work that you had done there with your friends had been completed. Avenging your father's death, dealing with Linus, who was a plague to the city, and representing Melitus on this journey. Roll me a religion check.
Oh, sweet. Oh, dirty 20.
Roll me a d12.
It's a 4.
As you feel Afar's blessing come over you as you begin your journey into the ocean, far from the cities, you can tell that she is sending you to be an envoy of Melitus and perhaps bring some peace and order to the wild islands of the sea. Thalassa, as you stare out at the open horizon, the sun setting, you see nothing but endless ocean, a sight all too familiar and all too comfortable. You've never felt more free than being on a ship in the ocean. Please also roll me your religion check.
14.
Awesome. You also get to roll a d12.
Got 11.
Whoa!
That's pretty good. That's awesome. Dang. You get 11 piety as you feel the glistening waves below the ship carrying it forward swiftly. The power of the ocean surges through you as you feel Foss's blessing come over you as you begin your adventure into the unknown. Vidius, as you sit on the deck by yourself, reflecting over the last month or so you've spent as Vidius and realizing your identity again as Callan, roll me a religion check.
5.
Hey, roll me a d8.
8.
You, though disappointed and sad at costing your possible relationship with Thalassa and the trust with the other group members, almost mockingly You can feel Phanax, your god, rewarding you with his blessing for successfully not only pulling the ruse over your party members for the last month, but also evading capture in Melitus by disguising yourself and using deceit to gain your own leg up. Though it feels hollow, you get a piety. And as you sail southward, skirting along the coast, the sun dips beneath the horizon. And as the dark, deep orange turns to pink, then to purple, then to a deep blue, and then to black, all that's left to be seen is the beautiful, colorful Nyx sky up ahead. And a thin, dark strip, which you know to be the coast a few miles away. And now you're just sailing.
So where do we want to go from here?
Well, we can follow Calimetrion. Was that where she went southwest? And that's where she found Krufix's tree.
Yeah. Seems like we're fairly close.
I don't know if that's even relevant, though.
I feel like we're already kind of headed in that direction.
Do we want to kind of... do we, as I look at this map,
Hexus is there, because he's a navigator, it's his map, and Iodorna is there as well, with her assistant pilot, the second pilot, navigating, or steering the ship right now.
So the major question would be, do we want to come down here and skirt across some of these islands, maybe making some stops along the way, on our way to the Isle of the Skies, or do we want to just beeline it? There.
Well, Isle of the Skies doesn't really have a... We don't really know where it is, though.
It's found by getting lost. Southwest is where Calimetrion found...
Oh, the tree.
Krufix's tree.
Which also...
Which is where she found Clothis's hair.
Yes, so we could hit two birds with one stone.
And see our destinies.
You see, Iodorna kind of looks confused at you and says, hair in the middle of the ocean? I mean, we can sail that way, but that seems a little far-fetched, don't you think?
Well, it's a god's hair, so it's very large. It all makes sense, trust us.
Gods? You see, she's honestly very confused. What god's hair lies in the ocean?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of someone called Clothis?
You see, she furrows her brow. She says, no, never.
Do you believe in the gods?
She kind of smirks and says, do owlbears poop in the woods?
I'll take that as a yes.
Well, we can sail west. And then you hear Hexus kind of chime in. And you see old and weathered with long hair pulled back into a ponytail. You see he actually puts on some spectacles. And he says... Yes, well, indeed we can sail west, and if you want to find Krufix's tree, that is up to you. No one has really gone that far in anybody I've sailed with, but I have heard the stories that possibly his island lies there. I've also heard it lies exactly at the edge of the world, and it's a pretty good chance you'll just fall right off before even making it. So it's up to you. And Iodorna chimes in and she says, yes, I agree. Most sea travel happens near the coast. And what few expeditions have gone west, some haven't even come back. But most just find open ocean, pirates, cyclones, and sea monsters.
How likely is it that we run into any of those things? In that direction, let's say.
She takes a long moment and kind of stares off in like a 100-yard stare, as if remembering some terrible moment. And she says... Almost certain. There's a reason why people don't often sail away from Theros.
All the more reason, too.
Agreed.
All right.
Honestly, at this point, I don't have much to lose.
Well, she sighs. Those are always the most dangerous people to sail with.
Hexus?
Where's Hexus at?
I'm right here.
I see you standing behind me looking, creeping me out. This boat is supposed to be going southwest. We are going, like, more south right now. Could we do something about that?
He looks at you condescendingly. He's tall. I mean, he's probably 6'4", 6'5".
Oh, I didn't see you up there.
Which is why he was standing behind you, because he can look over you easily.
Yeah, it snuck up on him.
I thought he was a mast.
Nope. Well, right now you are not above deck. You're sort of below. At the rear of the ship, they're sort of...
The chambers.
Like a captain's quarters.
Right. It's less than that, so it's... Most all of the deck is pretty level, even all the way down to the front. It cuts off a little early because the front of the ship swoops down below the waterline to make a ram. As it comes to the back, though, the rear of the ship is only slightly elevated from the deck. So instead of you walking straight into a captain's quarters from the main deck, you actually walk down probably 6 steps. So it's like a split-level house, if that makes sense at all, which is the rear of the ship. And in there, it's less of a captain's quarters and more of just people can eat or rest there while they're journeying. Most everything is stored beneath with the cargo, including where people sleep. So you're kind of in that area. And then at the top is where, above that, which is only barely slightly above the deck, is where you steer and the navigator is and stuff. There's one main mast in the center with a large sail across. And of course, the oars go out on either side when they're out. And then the ballista is here at the front of the ship.
To my original question, do we want to explore along the way, or do we want to just try to make it to the edge of the world?
I've already put in my 2 cents. I'm sticking with it.
What was it?
Just that if we go to Krufix's island or the end of the world, we can hit 2 birds with 1 stone.
So just beeline it there.
Well, that's not.
Well, so basically I'm saying, so...
Just go to other islands.
Do we want to do this?
Uh-huh.
Or do we want to do this?
Ah.
Which,
I think we do this.
Kind of swoop down and see some islands.
Okay, so just go see some random islands, go see what's out there.
I mean, we could get supplies along the way or
maybe
whatever.
See if we can find any clues.
Yeah.
To the Isle of Skies.
I mean, if we're headed in that direction, we might as well kind of dip down and...
That's fair.
See an island or two.
Yeah.
Why not? More likely the chance of running into sea monsters and pirates. I love it.
Ardorna hangs her head, says, "We'll make the corrections when we break the shore. Half the crew will stay up. I will sleep through the night. My assistant pilot will take the helm while we're closer to the shore, as will the assistant navigator. I suggest you get some rest. We don't know what the morning brings. We're in relatively safe waters now, but 12 hours from now, I'm not sure I can say with much confidence that we will be." And then everybody kind of nods their head. Everybody roll me a perception check.
22.
Oh, dang.
I got a 22 as well.
As you, everybody who got more than a 15, so everybody but Adelphos, sorry. Adelphos, actually, you are sort of looking at this map that's laid out with wonder and amazement. Much like a child who's never seen a masterwork piece of art before, kind of is amazed at the different colors and trying to piece together what it all means. You can see, again, you recognize some letters on this map, like the A in Akros. Again, you don't know that that's Akros, but you recognize an A. You see an E, you recognize... and you definitely recognize that these larger dots mean cities, and sort of the difference with the blue and the brown contrasting the sea and the land. And, but everybody else, as you sort of break, can see sort of a figure outside of this small hold dart away from the doorway as if they were watching and listening.
Well, it appears we have a spy on our hands, as I gesture to the door. I just saw a shadow. Does anyone else see it?
I did.
What?
I saw that as well.
They still there? Like,
no, they're not there anymore.
This is on the boat?
Go on to the main door. Deck, kind of peeking down into the doorway.
Go to the door and see if I can see anyone who's running away.
Okay. We'll roll a perception check.
It's a 9?
No. You sort of go to the doorway quickly to see if you catch anybody, and you just look up the 5 or 6 steps And there's Soap and Deck.
Is it Orpheus?
Well, it appears that they're gone.
You see Orpheus's... As you say that, Adelphos, you hear kind of a... Yep, a little meow as he recognizes his name. You see him at Theseus's feet looking up at you expectantly now that you've said his name.
As soon as we saw it, I would have stood up and gone with Alondros.
Sweet. So you guys want to go on deck and investigate?
Yeah, I want to actually go out and look around.
Okay, so pull out my rapier. As you go out, you see that there are some ship hands up making the deck ready for night. And you can hear from below that there are also crew members below deck enjoying food, sort of as their time off. All these ones above deck are making ready for nighttime sailing. Roll me perception or investigation.
Okay, Tyson. I'm just kidding.
For investigation.
You look around. There are 6 or 7 regular deckhands up here, aside from the navigator and pilot, which are top deck, the poop deck, the higher one. But everyone seems to be working. Like, nobody seems to be doing anything suspicious.
I bet it was the Leonin.
Yes, I would agree.
Hi, Dorna. As I go back into the room with anybody else.
Yes.
That Leonin that you have on your crew, do you know them? What's their reputation?
Darius requisitioned the crew. I was one of the first to be contacted by him. I made some suggestions of who some good sailors might be. He explained to me that he wanted some experienced ones. There are not many that are at dock often because they're out on the ocean. What few recommendations I made, a couple are here, but never Leon. It's not often we see them on the seas, but there have been some skilled Leonin sailors.
I want to start making my way to that, the crew quarters. I want to go find this Leonin.
Yeah,
I have a suggestion, well. So I would like to go and find the rest of them. And once I find you guys, we could gather up all of the crew for a moment and... Well, I mean, we could cast Zone of Truth and just say that it's a precaution, that we have a very important mission and honesty is important to us.
I don't want to nod her head.
Do that.
Yeah. And she says, meeting the crew all together would not be a bad idea, seeing as you don't know most of them.
Have a team meeting.
And we'll be on the ship with each other for quite a while.
I think it's a good idea.
And then maybe tonight we can have... Well, maybe tonight it might be a little too rough on them. Are they going to be sailing through the night?
Half of them are. Yeah. But I mean, it's coasting right now. Yeah, it won't be rigorous. Like, if you take the crew together, the ship won't crash. You could get out some wine. Idorna says it does help the morale at the beginning of a journey if you splash a little bit of wine in their mugs.
You might even not even need the Zone of Truth. Any other ideas?
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Okay. I still like my idea, but this is safer.
Yes, after the Zone of Truth, we may have a little drink.
It's good. Let's get the crew together and do your whatever you were talking about.
I think it'd be very beneficial. Even if we don't find anything, it would even set us at ease.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe so. And then I'm going to turn to who. Who is the captain of the ship? Is it Iodorna?
Is she the one that we need to go to
and be like, hey, get the whole crew together?
That would be Bissius, I think. He's in charge of all the lower...
I thought we were the captain.
He's the head crew mate.
You see Adorna says, well, you requisition the ship. You're technically the captains.
Yeah, we pay everybody.
I'm the pilot. I will give direction to most everybody on the ship. But everybody is sort of in charge of their own area. Bissius is head crewmate, my first mate, aside from co-pilot. And then, of course, the carpenters and the navigators. So really, you are the captains, but I can organize, get the crew together. It's not a problem.
Would you do that for us? Just on the deck? Or is this room
that we're in? Is it large enough to like fit everyone?
I mean, it will be a little tight, mm-hmm. but everyone will be able to fit.
We want everybody to be tight.
Yeah, is it by chance 30 by 30?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Zone of Truth is 15 radius sphere.
Yeah.
So get everybody in it.
Yeah. You'll be able to get everybody. So we'll get everyone. Okay. Yeah, no worries. All right. So she's like, all right. And then you see she, what she gets out of the, out from under the, what should we call this room?
It's a common room.
The common
the
room.
The common room.
She gets out of the common room. The hold is beneath the deck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's where most everybody stays, the way the cargo is. And she says, right, you scurvy covered landlubbers, get in line. And everybody, you hear a gong and you just hear screaming. And she is just going like crazy screaming at all these people. And then you see they are like kind of rushed to file in line, like almost worried that they're in trouble. And then she walks in calmly and says, and you see she walks in calmly. She says, crew assembled.
All right. Time to get to work.
Okay.
Do you have Zone of Truth?
I do. Okay. How would we like to do this? Maybe we like to do one by one?
Yeah, probably, I guess.
Well, because if we do it by mass...
Well, how about we just all force them into an area and say, were any of you this... Any of you, or, like, are any of you spies?
But they don't have to tell the truth. They just cannot lie.
Right.
Yep. We could just tell them that we'll kill them if they don't fail it and tell the truth.
Where are you talking right now? Because the whole crew is in the same room as you. So
definitely whispering.
This would just be kind of all
right.
Hushed tones at the beginning, just to kind of be like, okay, so how are you going to
work out this little plan?
I think if we just kind of did it one by one, and we just had each person come forward and just say, you know, we're just going to get to know you, ask a few questions like name and.
Not even tell them about the Zone of Truth. I don't think we should.
They know.
Well, they'll know.
Yeah. They will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they will resist it or.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it better not to deceive our entire crew. Let's just tell them we're doing it. That's so they, and go from there.
I like
he
your
knows
idea.
If anybody fails.
Yeah, I know who fails and who doesn't.
And who resists.
And then if somebody doesn't answer, okay, we know that you're lying.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
otherwise, what's
and
your reason for not answering?
And if they still try and resist.
And so. We can just
rough them up.
We can just kind of ask him a couple questions and be like, all right, so what's your name, position, kind of those. He's just good to know.
Yeah, stuff.
And then we can say, like, do you have any allegiance
with anybody who's conspiring against us?
Yeah.
Okay. But then would they know who's... Well, I guess they would. If they were conspiring against us, they would know.
If not, then they would not.
And then it's just a simple yes or no. I'll know if they... Fail?
Yeah, definitely make a yes or no answers.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's how we're going to play this. Because there are 20 crew members mm-hmm. all together aside from you five. And so you're going to cast Zone of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see who in your five chooses to resist it to make the saving throw. What you'll know. And then I will let you know who... tries to resist, meaning they make the saving throw, and of those who pass and who fail. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because that way you're not asking 20 people.
Yeah, the same thing.
Yeah. And don't worry, it's not like I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to make the spy the one that chooses not to resist, so you don't question it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If there is a spy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
But before we do that, we should make a speech.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome. Everyone, to our voyage, we are grateful to have you all here. We decided to bring everyone forward because of the level of our voyage, that we needed to do a little background checking to just assure that this crew is trustable and that we're all here for the right reasons, which I'm sure most of you are. So we will be bringing you up five at a time, and we will be asking you these various questions. And then afterwards, we'll all go, and we'll have a little bit to eat, a little bit to drink, just to kind of commemorate our voyage.
And you'll only answer in yes or no questions.
Right? Yes. We will be casting a spell just to see any liars. It's just a precaution due to the magnitude of our voyage.
Right as he says that, can I just want to be watching everybody, looking for anybody that's kind of gets like a crap, nervous.
A wince?
Maybe a twitch. Or
yeah, kind wiggle. Of just go yes. nervous. Yeah. On edge.
Dirty 20.
Nice. Ooh. You, as you do a quick scan, you actually see most of the crew looks pretty uncomfortable with this. This is kind of unconventional. I mean, these are sailors, right? They're rough guys and gals.
That's fair.
So you can tell that they're not used to this sort of professionalism and or having to reveal a lot of stuff. So unfortunately, you're not able to narrow it to any one particular person.
Nothing. I hope that you all know that we don't care about background stuff. We don't care about ill you may have done to other people in life. All we're concerned about is making sure that our voyage is not compromised and that none of you have been influenced from outside sources.
Or are out against us.
A few heads nod, but still a lot of them look uneasy. Again, this is strange.
Yeah. And then that's afterwards, fair. We will share and drink.
A lot more people get into it. All right, okay. And you hear someone was like, "Hala, hurrah, hurrah, hurrah," you know. Alright. You don't have to roll anything to cast your spell, do you?
No, they do a charisma save. Alright. DC 17.
If they choose to choose. Alright. So as you cast this spell, Bisius does not resist. Is it Hexus?
He's the navigator?
Yeah.
Hexus
is the navigator.
Philippos is the
navigator. No, it's Hexus.
Hexus. Does not resist. Idorna does not resist.
Philippos?
Oh, yeah, Philippos, sorry.
Also Rex.
Yep, Rex does not resist. Philippos resists.
Philippos, which one is Philippos?
He is the Seder Carpenter.
Ah.
And does a 15 pass?
No.
Okay. So he fails. And all of their backup people choose not to resist. Does that make sense?
Like the assistant.
Yeah, all of the assistants choose not to resist.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Cool.
There are about 13 sailors, just regular ragtag sailors left. Six of them resist. Seven of them choose not to. So they're under the truth. So six of them choose to resist. And that those six include one satyr, the only other one on the ship. So both of the satyrs have chose to resist. The Leonin, one Triton, and three humans. And let me hurry and roll real quick. That's a fail for the satyr. That is a fail for the Leonin.
Oh, thank goodness.
That is a pass for the Triton.
Okay.
That
what
is,
was it?
It was a 19 plus 3.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a fail for one of the humans, a fail for the next, and a fail for the last.
So what about
so the only... Philippos failed. We already know that.
Only the Triton.
Only the Triton passed.
Yep. So essentially you have Philippos and six others.
Okay. So basically, we're just going to ask them the question.
Yeah, I think just like ask them their name, ask them, I don't know, are you on a boat right now? Stuff like that.
What is your social security number?
Who would you like to ask first? Question first.
Yeah, we'll just start it.
It's got to be the Triton. The Triton's the only one that's saved.
Okay.
Yeah, well, if we get all, I mean, process of elimination, you know, if all of them say no, then obviously it's him, you know? Okay. So
Philippos goes first. He steps up. Is there a chair? Are you, like, questioning them around a chair?
I just figured they don't want to stand. And if they pass, they can go out the door, and we've got
wine
right there. You know?
Okay, so the main head honchos, Idorna, Hyksos, and those lot, Bisius. Bisius and those lot get the wine prepared, right? The crew that all chose not to leave. And so you're left with the seven, which is Philippos, and then
the six.
Philippos, Satyr, Triton,
three humans,
a Leonin, and then three humans.
All right. So Philippos goes first.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say we don't need to role play that. What's your name? What's your?
Are we gonna tell them that we know they failed?
We don't have to.
I'm just curious because I mean, like, we could use it as like.
I mean, at this point, they kind of know that they. Me?
Yeah, like we could like intimidate them. You know what I mean? Be like, hey, did you just realize that all of your friends just like left? Why do you think you're here? Roll intimidation. You know what I mean?
Or you could maybe just
help coerce an answer out of them.
Or just put them in the zone of truth and be like, hey, did you actively try and lie against us? To like get them to even admit it even more.
Let's just start with your question.
Let's just do it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm overcomplicating it.
Conspiring with anybody who's. Are you involved? I don't know how you word it. How do I word it?
Are you in a group that is conspiring against us? Well,
I can't say in a group because then they could say, no,
nah,
I'm
just
not in a group. I'm not in a group. It's just like, we're not a group. We're just friends or something.
Ask them what?
Let's just ask them if they're conspiring with anybody
against
this mission. Not even against us, but against the mission.
Mm-hmm. Against us or the mission.
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Just do both. So are you conspiring with anyone?
Against us or the mission.
To actively go against us or this mission.
This is Philippos, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool, you're good. Go have some wine.
Wait. I feel like maybe we should bulletproof our question a little bit more. Our question was, are you conspiring with anyone that sees ill will to our mission or us? Abdo wants us to say, well... He's sending us on a mission that he doesn't believe we can do. So, is he really conspiring against us and this mission? Not really.
Are you working with Abdo?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like that's a great question.
Oh, I don't know who
sounds Abdo good. Is. I think so... he's good.
Yeah, I think we're good. Okay. If not,
we know his face.
We know him.
I mean, like, I hold my rapier up to him.
You're good to go. Thank you.
I think Philip is a good guy.
Huge sigh of relief.
Why are you nervous?
That's a good question right there.
I am hiding something from you.
I mean, I feel like it's not that bad because you brought it up. We didn't even have to.
What are you hiding?
I'm not as good as a carpenter is.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Go.
Hey, I'm sorry. He's an amateur. He's not. Mark it on your list. He's an amateur. He's not experienced. So, fortunately, his assistant.
How much extra gold did we give you?
A lot.
Holy crap. Yeah.
Like twice as much.
You don't get to eat cool. 2 days.
Okay, well, we're going to need half of our gold back. I appreciate you being honest with us. I'm not going to kill you because of that.
When I first told you guys, like, oh, okay. And I'm like, no, mark it down. He's an amateur. But you pay for 2 experienced of each class, right?
No.
We did
one of each.
So
we have 2 amateurs.
So you have 2 amateur carpenters now.
And,
well, we will honestly feel it's just kind of rude. Like,
we will be taking this.
It's a little selfish.
You're right, boy. Lloyd, I didn't know what I was thinking.
Well, Philip,
I'm sorry.
That's okay, we still like you.
Just remember that if this ship goes down, you go down.
It's
with
your fault, yes. You stay behind.
All right.
Well, all right. Philippos, go have some rum.
All right.
Rum.
Wine.
Wine.
All right. And he leaves. Okay. 3 humans, another satyr, another triton, a leoman. Who would you like to interview next?
Let's do the triton. Actually, let's save him and the leader.
We need to save him for last because he's the
only one that saved.
Yeah.
Let's just do the Leonin.
Yeah.
We did the satyr, right? That was the satyr.
No, that was another satyr.
There's another satyr.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Do you want to do the other satyr first?
Yeah. Satyr, step forward.
Yep. Okay,
satyr.
He steps forward.
Okay, we ask his name and all these things.
Maybe ask if he's hiding anything. I like that. It seems like it worked pretty
well. Yeah, are you hiding
anything?
Yes.
What is that?
Appreciate you being honest.
Yes, absolutely.
He doesn't have an Australian accent, or maybe he does. Well,
he doesn't.
Philippos does.
No, I said he doesn't.
Well, I'm not
he
a wild savior.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were scholarly.
Sophisticated.
Philippos, he's my cousin. I knew he wasn't a good carpenter.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
And he was giving me part of his cut. I'm sorry.
Are you as skilled as we are paying you for?
I'm...
He doesn't. He's not even a carpenter.
Do you?
No,
even,
he means a crew member.
Do you even know
how to sail?
Yes. Oh, I do. Yeah. Philippos is a skilled sailor like me, but fibbed a little bit on his carpenter skills. We are both skilled at sailing.
To the level of which we are paying you.
Yes.
Are you hiding anything else from us?
Would you classify Philippos at the level that we are paying him?
For carpenter or for sailor?
For carpenter.
No.
Okay.
Cool, then his pay is getting docked.
Are you hiding anything else from us?
No.
So you're working with Captain?
He, never mind.
No.
Cool, you're good.
Do you know Apto?
No. Well, I know of him. He's that Leonin fellow that sent us on our way, right?
Yeah. But you haven't talked to him personally?
No.
Okay. Is there anybody in the crew you don't trust, Kevin?
I mean, other than Philippos? Not really.
Should we trust you?
My motto is, don't trust anyone.
He's good.
This guy's very good.
Go on, champ. Get out of here.
Right?
I flipped him a gold.
He's like, oh,
wow. Yeah, he's like, wow. That's like more than he makes in a week.
You just gave him money for lying to us.
I know. I was like,
for being honest, he was...
He's under a spell,
yeah.
He eagerly takes
the gold and runs out of the room before he can take it.
We know. I mean, listen, he's a little.
If the crew comes asking for money, you are paying.
Yes, if Adelphos, it comes from your pocket.
I have no gold.
Luckily, he didn't ask
for someone that grew up with no money. I'm surprised the amount of money you shell out.
It's better
that's
to cause be...
He, that's because he grew up without it, so he doesn't
so
have
doesn't
to
know the value
fair,
of
that.
Hey,
that's fair.
All right, so if...
Kevin learned the value of hoarding gold.
If it all comes to, we know that he has lied before, and so he could also be a prime candidate, depending on how these interviews go. Cool. As I whisper to
I feel
to
like
you guys.
Okay, little whisper powwow. Just in case, should we like maybe find a way to like intimidate them? Like the one that failed?
Me in the past?
We all failed.
Like, if there
the
was
one that passed.
If there was like a system of like statistics for ourselves, you know, like theoretically, like mine would probably be pretty good. It's pretty good.
Do it. I'm okay with that.
Well, any ideas for it?
Oh, I also forgot to say.
Yeah, like hit him in the throat.
Cut off hand.
Oh. I also forgot to say.
Get rid of him here.
Okay. Oh, my
pull some skills.
My
off.
Specialty.
Hold on. I also forgot to say, Alondros, do you all choose? The five of you?
No,
to...
I tried to resist, but I failed.
So, oh, you failed? Did you resist or not?
Oh, I didn't.
Okay, did you resist?
I didn't even know
you
rolling.
Okay, so, well, it's the dumb truth. So, you know that Callan tried to resist, and he failed. You know that nobody else resisted of your five. However...
Makes me look like the shady one.
However, you can tell that... The Lhasa is not affected by the spell, even though she chose not to resist. And Theseus.
No.
Nope. And Theseus also is not affected by the spell.
You're freaking
even
helmet.
Though
my helmet?
Even though he did not resist.
Helmet has nothing to do with
it. Really?
Yeah, wait, what did you say? I missed that. I was...
That you were not affected by the spell.
Okay.
He can tell.
Is that because you guys are paladins?
Interesting.
Alright, so who would you like to interview next?
Let's save the Triton for last.
I think so.
Do the humans.
Yeah, let's get the humans out of the way. And
yeah.
Leonin.
So it's the is it Leonin or the humans?
Humans.
Okay.
Are their names Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Yep.
Yes, Hubert, Dubert, and Lubert.
Okay.
We'll start with Hubert.
Hubert steps forward.
Do you have anything you're hiding?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a very broad question.
Like,
he could have narrowed it in.
Tell us what you're hiding from us.
I don't want to tell you.
Do it or you die?
No, that's not where we want to go.
Hold on.
We're
he leans direction. In and he says, I don't want to tell you in front of Hubert or Lubert. Or sorry, Dubert or Lubert. I'm Hubert.
Well... We will ask you last. Lubert, please step forward.
Lubert steps forward.
Are you hiding anything from us?
Yes.
If you say the same thing that Hubert said.
What are you hiding?
He leans forward and he says, I know Hubert's secret.
What is Hubert's secret?
I can't tell you in front of Dubert.
Dubert, you're next.
Dubert
steps forward.
Well, he said that he... I don't think... I feel like we can...
Are you hiding anything from us?
From you? No. from Hubert and Lubert? Yes.
What is it?
You see, he shrugs his shoulders. And he looks over and at Lubert and Hubert and he says, my wife is seeing someone else. And...
Hubert.
You see, he looks so nervous when you say that. And Dubert says, and honestly, he says, we've been so close, and I'm just too embarrassed to tell you that I can't, you know, keep a relationship up with my wife.
I don't even know what you say. I just look at Lubert. Is he just like...
Lubert is nodding his head and like...
He just knows something he should not know. Hubert, you dirty dog.
Oh, wow. Do you have anything that will hinder...
Wow, we're going to get into that later.
other than my emotional instability about the fact my wife is leaving me? No.
Then you may go.
He leaves.
Same question to the both of you.
I need like a wet paper towel. Lubert says, no, honestly, it's uh-uh. And then Hubert says, after Lubert and Dubert leave, Hubert says, other than the crushing weight of knowing that I'm the one his wife's leaving for, no.
This Hubert?
You're a sick individual.
You may go.
Good luck in your travels.
I would Hubert, watch your Dubert back. And Lubert.
Why were they trying to hide? Oh, it's because they weren't trying to hide it from us. They were trying to hide it from... They had a secret.
Yeah, they were trying to hide it from themselves.
Hubert was...
I mean, they're...
State your name.
I am Paizathor.
That's an evil name. He's... I don't trust him.
Do you know Abdo?
Yes.
Do you work for Abdo?
No.
Do you work for anyone who works with Abdo?
Abdo is the speaker for all the tribes. That question will not give you the answer you are looking for.
Have you been in contact with Abdo in the last 24 hours?
Of course. He wished me luck before we set sail.
Did he ask you to do anything else? Like, keep an eye on us?
Well, he wished me luck. And said, make sure to keep you alive, if I could.
Mm-hmm. Are you hiding anything else from us?
Were you hiding outside of the door earlier?
I was not.
Please answer Adelphos' question.
Yes.
What are you hiding from us?
Many things.
Should we throw you over the boat now or later?
I would prefer it be later.
Should we trust you?
You heard that, Sata? Trust no one.
Would you, in our position, trust yourself?
Absolutely not.
Like that just goes along with his... saying.
Give us a reason not to throw you overboard.
That doesn't get us anywhere.
That doesn't get us anywhere.
I am a skilled sailor.
What color is my underwear?
You better tell the truth! See.
It's like they know the truth, but they're just like, you're compelled to tell
them. It's green!
Are you wearing ladies' underwear?
No!
It is white with brown stains.
That's disgusting.
Okay, no. So, the question was, why should we keep you on board, right?
Yeah.
He says, because I am a skilled sailor. I have been on the ocean for all of my life. I am also a skilled warrior. And if any of your lives are in danger and I am present, I will do all I can to save your life, even at the cost of my own.
Well, I can't say the same thing about you, so.
I expect nothing less. We are a hired crew. We are expendable. You pay us money. We may come back, we may not. I do not hold grudges on you.
Mm. Appreciate that. Nor us you. Only honesty. Yeah, I feel like we can still kind of drill him for something else. I feel like yeah. Like get more specific answers.
Do any of your secrets endanger the crew or this mission?
I don't know.
Do you know as to why Apto is so keen on you saving us in particular?
I do not.
Did Apto place you on this crew?
I don't know. It would not surprise me. He likes to stick his claws everywhere he can.
Do you like Apto?
You see, he shrugs and he says, he has been the speaker for the Leonin for several years. Traditionally, it should be a matriarchal line that becomes speakers. So no. He breaks our traditions. And he is trying to connect us more with the world. Not that I do not like the other polis, but I fear our culture will suffer if we leave our valley.
So you don't agree with him?
No.
I like him.
Apto?
No, you. I hate Apto.
We hate Apto.
That guy's... every time he talks.
He is my speaker. And so, he asked me to protect you as well as I could. So I will.
Will you be reporting back to him as you get back? Or even on this journey? In some way, shape, or form.
I have no way to get in touch with him. Unless it is by bird or magic, which I do not possess.
Will you, on return, be reporting to the Apto?
If he asks me questions, I will answer. But I will not go out of my way to tell him what transpired here.
I believe that we can...
I mean, if trust him the most of anybody.
I mean,
now.
If yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, if he's here to the make fact sure that he just
doesn't like how kind of Abdo's wielding his power speaks a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we done?
Unless you were lying.
We saw the trident. Oh, you're done with.
Do you know anything of Abdo's plans for the future?
I do not know the specifics, but I will tell you. Traditionally, the Leonin reject the concept of the gods, claiming that our destinies and our allegiances lie within ourselves and with our families. Apto believes this. Almost too much. I have heard him speak to our tribes about making the rest of Theros believe the same. I don't know why. It does not matter to me which god you serve, as long as you do not ask me to serve any.
Should we let him go?
I'm satisfied.
Yeah. You may go.
He nods his head. Walks away.
Alright.
I guess it's just the Triton left.
Yes. Oh, that's right. I thought he was the last one.
Okay, I mean, he's in there.
Do you have any allegiances to Abdo?
He just stares at you, Callum.
Not a talker.
Do you know who this is? With me?
Shrugs his shoulders. So mind you, he passed his saving
throw. Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, he kind of shrugs his shoulders and he says, yeah. I don't take kindly to Tritons that betray their kind.
How have I betrayed my kind?
Can I go now?
No.
Because he betrayed his kind.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're talking about Vedius.
What are you hiding from us? And do please tell the truth.
You say what? Are you talking about Vedius?
Yeah.
Roll me. What's your passive perception?
11.
You can tell that, like, a flash of anger goes over his face. At the name of Vedius, and then you can see he kind of calms himself down. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, whether you do or not, I hope you know that it wasn't personal. It's just business. And sometimes business isn't the most ideal circumstances. If he was your friend, I'm sorry.
I see he just continues to stare at you.
I'll just leave. If he has an issue with me, then I'll just leave so that he becomes more... hopefully open to, like,
Lantros
and stuff.
Okay.
So after I, you know, say I'm sorry if he was your friend, I'll just kind of turn it in. Do military members, do they have some type of, like, dog tag?
Like, so it's a shell with,
like, their
a symbol or some sort of thing on the inside of the shell that you wear around.
And even though, like, I did kill him, I would have at least, like, been like, I'll make sure this gets back to your family.
Sweet. Okay, so you handed the dog tags. What do you say?
I would have just, at the very end, I just said, I'm sorry if he was your friend. And I just give it to him.
And as you turn around to leave up the stairs, he says, he was my brother.
I was going to guess.
Now make a strength saving throw. I'm gonna draw this out.
Natural 20.
He can't roll lower than a 15 hit.
He pushes forth his hand, and this massive gust of wind pushes at your back.
Okay.
And it doesn't knock you into the stairs, but, like, it pushes you off balance just a little bit. Now roll initiative.
All of us are
just... if you want to. If you want to let this play out, you
I would like. To. I would ask, Callan, would you like anything?
Yeah.
It's up to you guys. I'm all right.
Okay.
24.
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. I figured I might.
Hubert.
Just passive insight. Does he look like he wants us to intervene?
Who?
Callan.
I asked
for you to decide.
No, not yet.
Okay.
You don't want us to intervene?
No, okay. Not yet at least.
Yeah. Like,
if something starts going.
Yeah, down. If he starts hostile and, like, weapons are pulled, then maybe I...
Well, weapons are going to get pulled.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to let it kind of go.
I would just, as he did that, you know, right as he does the gust wind, I kind of put my foot on the stairs and just brace myself against it.
Sweet.
And I let out a long, drawn-out sigh. I pull out my rapiers and I turn around. And I say, if you really want to die like him, be my guest.
You just hold your action?
If he makes a swipe at me or anything, I'm just going to attack him back.
Yep. So you'll make your attack after.
But I kind of make a gesture like,
okay.
So essentially, you want some? Come get some.
Well, are you making a reaction to attack him if he enters your space or after he hits you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, if he enters my space.
Okay.
Like, if he starts coming at me, I'm just assuming gloves are off.
Okay.
You want to die.
Yep. All right. So, he is
going to charge at you.
Okay.
I just get one attack with a held action, right?
Yeah.
I use my bonus action for two weapon fighting.
Yep.
That is a 19 to hit.
It hits. You do get sneak attack.
I was going to say, do I get, because it says, if solo fighting a creature,
But you are also within five. Oh, they're not technically engaged in combat, though. So
that's true.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You get it.
Yeah, I'll let you.
Either way.
Either, however you rule that, I'll. 15, 24 points. If it's going to kill him.
It doesn't. Nope.
Okay. I don't want to kill him.
Okay.
Like, I want to hurt him, but
so intentionally
all my strikes are non-lethal. Okay. If it gets him to zero, I just want to knock him out.
And the gust of wind is taken off. As he rushes towards you, he draws this spiked coral sword.
That's cool.
Which you're familiar with. You've seen a lot of Tritons use this. Mm-hmm. It's sort of this natural spike sword. You also know this to be poisonous sword.
Mm.
And he draws it. And as he raises his arm to slash down at you, you sort of duck and stab right into his abdomen to do a lot of damage. But he's still going to try and make the swipe down at you.
What a beast. Surprised he survives that.
Does a 19 hit?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Ooh, that is 8 regular damage. And then he does 8 poison damage.
Okay, I'm going to use my unscarred ability.
Okay.
To minus that by 5. So that would be 11 points of damage.
Okay. He's going to hit you again and does a 17 hit.
Yep.
All right. So he's going to do 5 slashing damage.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, piercing damage. And then 13 poison damage. And he is just very wounded. You can sort of see this purplish blood the shattered blood, so I guess it doesn't matter. This red blood seeping from his abdomen, holding it with his offhand, just slashing frantically at you. Okay, it's now your turn.
Okay. I'll just hit him again.
All right.
Hit him twice.
Okay.
15 hit?
15 does hit.
Yes! That probably does not hit. That's a 13.
Nope.
Okay.
No, 13 does, sorry.
Oh, sweet.
That doesn't have much armor.
Give him the old 1-2. Down.
Doesn't matter what you roll. He's going to be down.
Cool.
He only had 5 HP left.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, I already rolled over that. But I want to knock him out.
Okay. So you slash him on his sword-bearing arm with your rapier. And the pain is enough for him to drop it. And then as he looks up, you hit him in the head with your rapier.
I want to right before I hit him, I want to say, I'll give you this. You put up a better fight than him. And I just hit him.
Oh! All right.
This dude's not going to work for us.
I am not a nice
this.
Individual.
Okay. You now have an unconscious, bleeding out Triton on the ground.
Is there a brig that we can throw in?
I don't think we need to throw him in a brig.
To Adelphos and say, this is why I wanted manacles.
We're not going to end there. That is a great line to end on, but we're not going to end there.
More than manacles do we get?
I'll put my rapiers away and I'll start helping to stabilize him.
Why would you want manacles?
I don't want him to die.
This is why.
Somebody want to come help him up?
I got it.
I'll come over.
I'll help him up as well.
Okay.
Let's use that.
Where do you take him? To the mast. I'm the mast.
Yeah. Vidis, do you help him up or do you just walk away?
Oh, once
he's unconscious.
Once he's stable, I'm just out.
Are you helping us pick him up or no?
No.
I see.
No.
I see. That's what I'm
saying. No, I meant hey, somebody come get him up to a hit point. Okay.
Cool. Oh, that's what you mean.
He's not going to die.
Oh,
cool, yeah. I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to die. My job's done. I don't care.
Is he stabilized?
He is.
Yeah. Okay, so he's not going to die, but
no,
he's not.
But he's unconscious.
That's fine.
Unless you give him 8 hit points.
Let's tie him to something.
I don't know if we need to tie him up.
I mean, he was just
time
defending
to the anchor.
His family.
You can't breathe underwater.
You can't blame him. I murdered his brother. You would do the same. You would do the same. You would do the same.
I would not.
Vidius, roll me a perception check. Sorry, Callan, roll me a perception check while you stabilize his body.
It's like a 6.
Okay. I don't find anything.
Cool.
There's nothing to be found here.
You walk away. Who's helping him up? Where are you taking him?
You should check his pockets.
You're out. You're gone.
Is there just a chair?
Yeah, there's chairs in there. Yeah.
Maybe not bring. Maybe we shouldn't bring him up. We don't. I don't want to.
No. Let's just put him in a chair.
Just keep him in the same
let's just.
Keep
him
I was gonna say I don't want to scare the troop, but I actually don't really care. Maybe just leave him in here, just so it doesn't cause any problems.
Tie his arms to the chair.
Well, we don't need to tie him. He did nothing that any of you would.
No. I agree.
You said you wanted manacles.
So it was a joke.
Who's just helping him?
I am at least.
Two roll perception checks.
16.
I rolled a 1, but that's a 4.
Adelphos, as you're scooping your arms under one side while Alondros does the other, helping him sort of into a corner up against some barrels, sort of out of the way so people don't see, you see something inside of a side satchel that he has on him.
I'd like to see what it is.
You pull out two objects. Both of them are stones.
Hmm.
One of them is a smooth stone, like one you would find
on a beach,
like many waves have gone over it. And carved into it is a hand with a circle around it.
Hmm.
You see also a small stone that looks like the side profile of a face with a mouth on it.
Yep.
Can I do an arcana check to see if these are magic?
Sure.
3. Actually, no, it's 4.
These are rocks.
Maybe give it to you.
These two rocks. They're both pretty intricately carved. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna show these to Alondros. We're gonna see, like, do you know what these are? Don't say rocks, because I at least know that much.
I love that.
I'm gonna take them, and I'm just going to assume Alondros knows what a sending stone is.
Yeah, you
bought one.
I was like, please be sending stones.
Yeah, so I immediately recognized that
you do.
One.
Absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure, if I can remember correctly, did I see the symbol on the boat with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So you recognize the symbol.
Yeah, you've seen
you
it.
Know exactly.
You've for sure seen it.
Yep. Okay.
So
between all the times we've like spent in the room, like you've definitely caught a glimpse of it in my hair or something.
Okay.
Yep.
You've seen it for sure.
No, you recognize the symbol to represent the organization that Callan used to be a part of, one that you ran into on the road, and then a sending stone.
Okay, and I'll basically relay that information. This is
Callan's not there. Callan has left.
Yeah.
So it's now you four, which is Theseus, Adelphos, Thalassa, and Alondros.
I'll bring it to everyone. Is there like a table around or something?
Yeah, there's a table in there. That's how you put the charts on there.
Okay, I'm going to set them on the table and say, I believe we found our spy. This, as you all can tell, is a sending stone.
That is good. Mm. I assume that one.
No.
Requires an action.
I assumed that one was a magical item, but anything about the other one?
It appears to just be a rock symbolizing the organization that Callan was a part of, which... So I believe that makes sense, that he was also part of this organization. All signs point to him being the spy.
Well, that's more comforting. At least we know what organization was possibly spying on us, and that we found the person that was doing it.
Yes. And at least now we have a new sending stone.
Well,
it's one side.
And I, as he flips it up there, I kind of grab it and I say, this is something that we can use to our advantage. They do not know that we have this. We will maybe get one message in before they realize this.
Mm-hmm.
It could be to our benefit.
Can they send messages to us, or we yes. can we can we send?
Yeah,
messages
it's basically
to
a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a walkie-talkie.
Okay. Yeah. So it's back and forth.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. Sorry.
So, we should hopefully get a message through it and be able to kind of learn a little bit more. But I'm assuming they won't.
Until then, it's a waiting game. I guess.
Yes.
Shall we relay this information to Callan, and he can take the Sending Stone so they wouldn't think anything suspicious of it? Because technically, maybe some of them still think he's part of the organization.
Do we trust him enough?
That's a risk we're going to have to take.
I don't think it's a risk we have to take, but...
But I also believe that they would know that the Sending Stone belongs to... this gentleman over here.
I don't know if the ruse would pull,
but it's could be worth a shot. Maybe he could.
It's more probable than we're less for using it.
I don't believe that we should withhold it from him. It definitely should be a group thing. I mean, it's information that we should all know. Someone's come to spy on all of us, not just Callum, most likely. But who knows?
I 100% agree with that.
If he is indeed a part of our Triton Companions group, then perhaps this person is after me.
Most likely. That is very quite possible.
But why are they after you?
I have no idea.
Okay, so you guys go out to the celebration?
Yeah. As we're leaving, I want to turn to this guy and be like...
He's knocked out.
Well, I know, okay, but okay. I know. All right. Just like... Attacking someone when their back is turned, fool, then leave. Because that's what my religion is. It's honorable fighting.
Yep.
And then...
You get one piety.
Yes!
No, you do. You get one piety. For reals.
Okay, sweet.
For actual. Okay, so you all go up to the festivities.
Yeah.
So you have been interrogating people for actually quite some time. Some time has passed. It's been several hours. And a lot of the crew has either slept... And what few crew are left, they're still enjoying some drink, but most of them are sort of attending to their duties. There is a brazier on deck that has a fire, and then there's multiple casks of wine up there. Some sailors are kind of passed out haphazardly on the deck itself, one or two. You see Philippos is one of those, while a few others are just attending to some menial tasks. Where are you at, Callan?
I probably would have just gotten a drink, and I'm just kind of standing on this side, looking out, tending to my wounds, because that dude actually freaking lit me up.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately lit me up. If I didn't get him down that round, I was done.
We'll talk about it in the after show. Okay. I'll talk about the mechanics of that fight. You guys find Callan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see him by himself, just staring off in the ocean.
Drinking some drink. I guess I'll walk up. I would have grabbed the stones and things.
Are all of us going to walk up? I probably would have walked up with you.
I mean, you can.
You can go just relay the information to him. If he's like by himself.
No, he is.
Okay.
Well, we believe that he was the spy as I lay the sending stone.
Is the sending stone the one that has the mark of the overseers?
No,
it's two separate stones.
Gotcha.
But
well, that's very positive.
Yes. Yeah.
Hopefully, if he was the only one.
It appears to be, but also we found this. I'm going to lay the other stone.
You, well. Callan, recognize this stone. This doesn't happen often in the Overseers of the Lost. But you've been a part of it long enough to know. This stone is what's known as a hit stone. It is given as a contract to kill somebody else.
Yep.
And only, literally, that's the only way. And essentially what happens is you receive that stone, make your hit, and then you can put your stone, you would know this, in or on the wall.
Sick.
Of this, like, throne room kind of deal where the head of the overseer stays. And that's like one, if you also know that one, if you make a hit, if you successfully bring back your hit stone, you are automatically part of the overseers. No hands down.
Yeah.
But two, if you've been a part of the overseers, because not everybody gets hit stones, right? Because I mean, you guys aren't murderers.
Yeah.
You're mostly plunderers. It's just very, 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 It's like a high, yeah.
Between.
Yeah, it's up to you if you have had one before or not. I'm going to leave that to your discretion.
Okay.
But it's like an elite group, right? And you get the idea from this stone that he was hired to kill you. Everything adds up. The fact that you killed his brother gives him motive. The fact that the overseers lost are trying to get to Thalassa, and the fact that you swore you'd protect her with your life. He was sent here to kill you. Okay, you hold this hit stone in your hand.
Well, what is it?
Callan kind of goes almost a little flush, kind of like flattered that they're actually sending hits on him now. This is a hit stone. It is a very, very rare thing in my organization that they give to someone that is sent to kill someone. And this was for me.
Well, if that's the case, do we leave this man alive? Do we trust him to not continually try to kill
you? Oh, no, absolutely not.
All right, so we're...
Whether I do it or we do it as a crew, I don't. But no, he's...
We sell him out?
If he hadn't have had this, sure, why not? But the fact that he has this, it brings the business back into it. Mm-hmm. Feelings go out the
window. He won't stop until you're dead.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's him or I, so.
Well, let's give him to the crew, tell him he's mutiny, and...
Let's wait till the morning.
So not make a display of it.
I think we should make a display of it, but let's have them... Let them have their night. Let them have their revelry. if you all don't mind,
you're
insane.
I
would love to keep this. It's honestly quite flattering in the sickest and darkest ways.
Of course.
As long as you don't use that to kill one of us, then do it.
I think it's...
I'm finding it a good reminder of...
Showing you true colors.
Yes. For once in my life, finally starting to show my true colors.
So you're gonna deal with him in the morning? Mm-hmm. We're going to take this into the morning.
Okay.
You guys fall asleep. The boat continues to sail at a consistent speed through the night, with occasional bells ringing for changes of watch.
Sorry, there was a reason I did that.
Okay. Can we move to the next morning?
Absolutely.
And as the sun begins to rise, you all rise with the crew. And as you enter into the common room, there is, you see that he is awake, holding his side in great pain, unable to move, just out of sheer pain, racking his body. Do all of you go in?
I do.
Yeah.
For sure I do.
Yeah, but I'm gonna stay back.
Okay. He says, I see you found my stones.
It's quite flattering.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I almost had you.
You know what this means, right?
Which one? Which one are you holding
up? I'm holding up the overseer, the hit stone.
Of course I do.
And you know what has to happen.
Yeah. Of course I do. Let me just say, I'll regret not being a part of the organization. Though I respect the rules. And you get the idea that he wasn't part before.
Yep.
He was offered a position to do this.
Well, I almost feel bad for you, because you must have been so eager to prove yourself and had absolutely no idea what you were getting yourself into or whom you were going up against. But I applaud your courage. And your, honestly, abrasiveness to just take me on, head on.
He kind of winces in pain as he lets out a laugh. He says, you know, what you said last night And I put up more of a fight than my brother did. I'm not stupid. I was there when we found his body. Throat slit. In his bunk. He was twice the Triton I was. Way more of a fighter than you will ever be. He spits in your face. Only cowards deal death to those who can't defend themselves. And then he looks in your eyes and he says, but you know what the best part of this is?
Please tell me.
You won't get the pleasure of killing me too. And then Tritons have fins on their arms. Mm-hmm. You see in his good arm, he takes his fin and he scrapes off the coagulated blood in his abdomen. And essentially allows himself to bleed out. And in a matter of a minute or two, he just looks with this face of content at your eyes as he begins to go pale and slumps over and his eyes go still. A look of almost victory across his face, staring blankly at you. And right then, all of you now in that room hear a bell. And it, you know from what Idorna has told you, it's a warning bell. What do you guys do?
Let's go out and go up see to what the
main deck.
Yep. So you go up to the top deck, main deck.
Poop deck.
And you...
I'm really sorry.
Yeah,
can I catch Callan before we go up the steps?
As you guys are leaving, yeah.
And I, Theseus would catch you by the shoulder and as everyone else is going up. I know you let him have the satisfaction of death. But if you want, I can give you the satisfaction of his death.
I won't lie if I said the thought didn't cross my mind, but I'm okay with it. It feels like a close on a chapter, or at least the beginnings of a close. Of a chapter that was full of chaos and disruption, all caused by my choices. And it's nice to at least be able to walk away with one finger.
I respect that. If you need anything.
But you have no idea how much I appreciate the offer.
The offer is always on the table.
Thank you, Theseus.
And as you run up the stairs with the rest, you see a frenzy on deck. You see half of the crew members running out oars and begin to row as quickly as possible. You also notice a few at the front of the deck preparing the ballista, lighting, loading some weapons, and essentially turning it to begin to aim, while you see others don armor and spears as if ready for a fight. And as you climb to the top deck, you see Iodorna up there. You see Hyksos, and you see Rexenor. He is sort of holding onto a rope, leaning over with his eyes peering and his finger outstretched as if to point to something. And she says, oh good, you made it. We left the coast a couple hours ago. We've been in open water for quite some time now. But unfortunately, we have an issue.
What is it? Pirates? Kraken?
Rexenor spotted it first. I don't know what to make of it. And as you see, slowly what begins to be just the top of a mast, because you see, contrasted against the blue ocean, the sight of two large black sails, each with a red hand turned upside down. And you see that they're getting closer and closer. And that's where we'll end our session.
Nice.
Do you love everything D&D? Be sure to subscribe to our TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube for consistent updates. We're also on Patreon for only $2 a month. You can get loads of exclusive content, including our after show. Thanks as always, and we'll catch you next week on PG D&D.